UN negotiations falter as Saudi airstrikes continue on Yemen. There is no point in negotiations with a party that is looking to obtain through talks what it has failed to achieve through a military campaign, according to Ansarullah chief negotiator Muhammad Abdus Salam, in response to the illogical demands of the foreign-backed forces, coupled with the unabated strikes on Yemen by Saudi Arabia, as part of the pressure tactics to dent the morale of the defenders. Stay with us for a report by journalist Ahmed Abdul Karim for Mint Press. The piece is titled, UN Negotiations Falter as Saudi Airstrikes Continue on Yemen. Stay with us for more of Ahmed Abdul Karim's article. The Ansarullah defenders of Yemen have decided to cancel the United Nations-backed ceasefire, previously enacted as a goodwill measure to speed up the peace process, and resume ballistic missile and drone attacks against Saudi-led coalition forces. In retaliation to the continued crimes of the Riyadh regime, Yemeni forces last Wednesday targeted an Apache helicopter as well as a Saudi airbase in Bir Askar in the southwestern region of Saudi-occupied Najran on Wednesday evening. The attack was carried out with a salvo of high-precision ballistic missiles of the type BADR-P1. The short-range ballistic missile uses a solid propellant, an upgrade from its previous iteration, the BADR-1. Ansarullah's Arabic-language Al-Masira television network says that Yemeni missiles successfully struck their designated targets in Najran. Al-Masira's broadcast station, which was taken off air by Egyptian satellite company Nilesat on Wednesday, said that the attack left an unspecified number of Saudi pilots killed or wounded, destroyed many Apache aircraft, and sparked a large fire in one of the base's ammunition stores. A high-ranking source in Yemen's military told Mint Press that ballistic missile and drone attacks would escalate in coming days and vital facilities in United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia would be targeted. In a separate attack, a Zalzal 1 or Earthquake 1 missile hit a gathering of Saudi allied mercenaries near Qais Mountain in Jizan province, which is Yemeni territory occupied by Saudi Arabia in 1934. Another missile of the same type hit a group of mercenaries in the Wawa area of Asir, also a Yemeni province under Saudi occupation since 1934. Yemen's military said that both projectiles left an unspecified number of Saudi-led forces either killed or wounded. A source in the Yemeni armed forces told Mint Press that the attack on the Saudi airbase was in retaliation for deadly Saudi attacks on civilians in Hajar in northwestern Yemen, which killed over 15 Yemeni civilians in a single week. Last Tuesday, 7 civilians were killed, including women and children, and 3 were injured when Saudi aircraft targeted a home belonging to Hussein al-Yamani in al-Yamna village in the Harav Directorate in Yemen. In a separate attack, 6 civilians were killed and 3 were injured by Saudi airstrikes in the Ram district of the Mustaba region east of Harav early on Tuesday. According to a new report by the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project, or ACLED, a non-profit conflict research organization, The Saudi-led war has so far claimed the lives of around 56,000 Yemenis. Meanwhile, the Saudi-led coalition airstrikes against multiple Yemeni provinces, including Hodeidah, Sa'dah, Hajar and Sana'a, continue. The invaders have said repeatedly that they target only Ansarullah military positions, yet international organizations are saying the spate of airstrikes have focused on residential areas in these provinces, where there are no military targets. Ansarullah, the political wing of Yemen's resistance movement, says ongoing airstrikes by the Saudi-led coalition will make the next round of United Nations-sponsored peace talks in Sweden meaningless. The chief negotiator for Ansarullah movement, Muhammad Abdul Salam, told Mint Press, "There is no point in negotiations with a party that is looking to obtain through talks what it has failed to achieve through a military campaign." Muhammad Abdul Salam went on to say that certain indicators, such as non-stop airstrikes, the failure to reopen the Sana'a airport to commercial air traffic, the refusal to release prisoners and detainees, and the failure to remove sanctions, as well as other confidence-undermining measures, are making Yemenis lose confidence in the United Nations. The Ansarullah movement criticized the United Nations envoy to Yemen, Martin Griffiths, saying that Griffiths has not introduced a comprehensive political framework for a solution to the Yemeni conflict. Specifically, he has offered no solution that takes into account a government transition with the inclusion of all Yemeni political parties. The Ansarullah movement further noted that Martin Griffiths is focusing on issues that are trivial and not fundamental to Yemen's peace process. The chief negotiator of Ansarullah, Muhammad Abdul Salam, said about Martin Griffiths' approach, "He is only looking at the possibility of bringing the warring parties together without specifying the most important procedures for negotiations and a framework that needs to be agreed upon by all sides." If Martin Griffiths does not offer a clear and comprehensive political framework that would form the nucleus of the next round of peace negotiations, he will not be able to hold any further talks. United Nations Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator Mark Lowcock, who is currently on a 3-day visit to Yemen, made an appeal to all sides in Yemen to cease hostilities, especially around the key Yemeni infrastructure, including the port city of Hodeidah. Mark Lowcock made the appeal during a press briefing that after arriving in the capital Sana'a on Thursday. United Nations agencies say the closure of the port of Hodeidah would greatly exacerbate the humanitarian crisis in the country. Lowcock went on to say that the fighting has once again highlighted the ongoing humanitarian tragedy in Yemen, adding that the situation in Yemen has deteriorated since I was here last. According to the United Nations, shipping operations in Yemen's port of Hodeidah, a lifeline for the country suffering a Saudi-imposed blockade, have dropped by almost 50% over the past 2 weeks, with shipping companies deterred by insecurity and the ongoing Saudi attacks in Yemen. The United Nations World Food Programme, WFP, said on Tuesday that a drop in the arrival of wheat and other supplies would affect food stocks in Yemen, where 14 million Yemenis are facing possible starvation. The Red Sea Ports Company confirmed to Mint Press that 4 vessels carrying essential foodstuffs were being held near the Saudi-occupied port of Jizan, despite having received a permit to enter Yemen by the United Nations. 4 million people in the port city of Hodeidah live below the poverty line and are on the brink of starvation, according to local authorities. The Saudi-led coalition has killed tens of thousands of Yemeni civilians since 2015, when its war on Yemen began. Moreover, the coalition's blockade of food and medicine has plagued the country with an unprecedented famine and triggered a deadly outbreak of preventable disease that has cost thousands of lives already.